This is TechSide Daily, the daily voice of Tech Cocoon, your briefing on the companies, the capital, and the policy shaping African technology. Here's what matters on August 14, 2026. YOYS Teddy Ogalo's journey is a prime example of why African fintech products depend on hard integration work, with a focus on resilience, bank integrations, and mobile wallet connections. This is because the settlement layer, not the interface layer, is where the durable value sits in African fintech, as we've argued at Tech Cocoon. For builders, this means prioritizing integration depth over consumer apps, as a company that has wired itself into multiple banks and mobile money schemes has a valuable asset. So, can any consumer fintech in Africa sustain customer acquisition costs below lifetime margin without a physical agent network or telco distribution? The rising memory chip prices are putting pressure on Kenya's low-cost smartphone assembly model, which has consequences for digital access, mobile-first services, and Africa's app economy. This is a classic case of infrastructure costs affecting digital ambitions, where the physical question of component pricing and availability determines the feasibility of a digital project. For operators, this means reevaluating their supply chains and cost structures to maintain profitability, as the cost of components can quickly erode margins. Yesterday, we talked about Microsoft's stalled Kenya data center, and this story is another reminder that Africa's AI ambitions need harder infrastructure maths. Anthropic's reported $1.8 billion Akamai cloud deal shows why AI startups must pay closer attention to compute cost, infrastructure access, and vendor dependency. This deal highlights the importance of understanding compute economics, as the cost of computing power can quickly add up and affect the bottom line. For investors, this means looking beyond the hype of AI startups and evaluating their ability to manage compute costs and infrastructure access, as a company that can't control its compute costs can't control its destiny. Which markets will let data centers self-generate and sell surplus to the grid? And does that turn compute operators into de facto power companies? Cape Verde's digital economy push is an interesting example of how smaller African markets can use infrastructure, diaspora talent, and policy focus to compete beyond their population size. This approach can help Cape Verde create a digital economy advantage, but it requires careful planning and execution. For policymakers, this means creating an enabling environment that attracts investment, talent, and infrastructure, and being mindful of the regulatory cost of rights of way and the importance of wholesale bandwidth prices. As fiscal pressure rises across the continent, which digital tax instrument spreads fastest? VAT on platforms, levies on transfers, or digital services taxes on foreign platforms? That has been TechSide Daily from Tech Cocoon, mapping African innovation from market signal to execution and funding. The full reporting is waiting for you at techcocoon.org. We will be back tomorrow. TechSide Daily is a production of Tech Cocoon, founded by Dr. Victor Akayeza.